You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. Those new to Texas may mistake the sound of fireworks for something else that Texans have a passion for, which goes boom, and which is statistically speaking vastly more dangerous, serious business indeed. Which brings us to Congressman Lloyd Doggett, a Democrat from Central Texas, on the issue of gun control. To say he is facing an uphill battle in his home state is like, well, something the BBC would say, understatement. Mr. Doggett's district, he represents the 35th, the state capital area, solidly Democratic, pro-gun control. Well, this week, Congressman Doggett returned home from Washington with a message. We're going to get it done. That is, we're going to get a vote on gun control, despite resistance from much of the rest of the Texas delegation and from the Republicans who run Congress. Let's turn now to Congressman Doggett right now. Welcome to the Texas Standard.
Good to be with you.
You've been in back in your home district trying to take advantage of the fact that Democrats made quite a big splash in Washington last week with their day-long sit-in. You were part of that, weren't you?
I was. An extraordinary tactic, but really these tragedies demand extraordinary action, and we've gotten none to date.
You know, some people sort of see this as such an uphill battle that it's almost a cause for the man of La Mancha. You know, I mean, trying to drum up support for gun control measures in Texas. How do you go about that?
Well, I actually think we have some hopeful developments. As a result of our action last week, the next day, four Republican members of the House filed a bill and questioned their leadership on bringing it up on this issue of, if someone's too dangerous to fly with you, why should they be able to buy as many assault weapons as they want? A very obvious, indefensible position for someone to take.
Well, and now, if you'll forgive me, I'm going to interrupt you there, because John Cornyn, also from Texas, as well as, for that matter, the ACLU, they'll give you a very straightforward and quick answer to that. They'll say that the issue is due process, since, as the Supreme Court has said, it's a fundamental right.
This bill incorporates due process rights by giving anyone who's on that list an opportunity to challenge it in federal court, and if they prevail, to get their attorney's fees. So I think it adequately protects the public and provides due process rights. And the hopeful development is an announcement by Speaker Paul Ryan that he plans to bring some form of this legislation to the floor next week. I think that's a result not only of our protest, but the National Day of Action we had in San Antonio and Austin, Houston, some other parts of the country, where the public got involved demanding that we get some gun safety legislation. This is a modest step forward, but it's the most obvious one to take.
Now, as you recall, I'm sure most of our listeners do too, Congressman Ryan, a speaker, called that a publicity stunt, the what y'all did on the floor of Congress. Do you see this decision that he's made now to actually have a vote a direct result of that sit-in?
I do. Of course, John Lewis had the best response on that, the great civil rights leader, in saying that's what George Wallace said when they used sit-ins against the Jim Crow laws and the segregation of the Old South. I believe, Speaker Ryan, there's no way, after years of Republicans denying us an opportunity to deal with this issue, that he would be bringing it up, but for the intense public interest, some of which was stimulated by our protest. And it remains to be seen whether he is bringing it up in a way that does really focus on this issue and the Republican bill, the Susan Collins amendment in the Senate, or he is structuring it in some way designed to urge a Democratic no vote. That certainly happened in some other areas like Zika funding, which they've so mismanaged. I hope that this really does represent a coming together. That's what we need, behind a reasonable approach that is rejected by the National Rifle Association, but supported by even many of its members as responsible gun owners who don't want terrorists getting access to weapons.
Do you know what it is that you might be voting on next week? When will you know?
We probably won't know until next Tuesday at the earliest what form the measure will take. All we have are press reports that the speaker plans to bring up this measure. And I remain hopeful it will be done in a way that allows us to come together rather than the normal approach of just following whatever the National Rifle Association says.
Congressman Lloyd Doggett, he represents a good chunk of Central Texas. Congressman, thanks very much for speaking with us. We certainly do
appreciate
it.
Thank you so much.